We're on.
I like.
See you next time.
Shall we try to set a record?
We're good.
Oh, we're good? Okay. Mm-hmm. So I am going to call to order this regularly scheduled meeting of the Meridian Development Corp. And bring the roll call. We have Winder.
Here.
We're going to move on to confirming the agenda. Do you have any questions?
Mr. Chair, I move to approve the agenda.
Second.
And then that one is verbal. So, great. All in favor?
Mm-hmm.
Aye.
No.
No,
it's not financial. Financial.
Okay.
Yes.
All in favor? Aye. And then?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Anybody opposed? Nope. The legislative update. Scott is out sick, but I think that you have an update for us.
Governor signed the legislation yesterday. So hopefully nobody will mess with anything for a while.
And Mr. Chairman, members of the board, from discussions with Scott, one of the items that was mentioned is that there was supposed to be that $1 million threshold on what was supposed to be just related to remodels. However, that's not how it has been interpreted through some of the debates and the discussions and the adoption. Scott believes that this is something that we could potentially address in the rules when they create the rules this summer and have some influence on if we have strong feelings one way or another. So it sounds like there's some misclarifications as to the intent. Senator Rice was clear that $1 million was supposed to be related to the remodels, but that message did not necessarily make it through all of the discussions and the votes. My understanding through Scott, and I'll let Council Leahy further.
That could be in the rulemaking. I know the intent of Senator Rice and those that worked on the amendments was that the $1 million applied to a remodel versus just a $1 million threshold. My perspective, I don't really care one way or the other. See if other legislators care one way or the other. If the intent was one way, then my guess is they'd be inclined to tell the folks making the rules that was the intent and not to deviate from that. But they might be willing to have some discussion on that. You can't have a rule that changes or, I guess, eases the burden, so to speak, on a statute.
Right.
We'll just kind of, I guess, see what happens as they go through the rulemaking. But that's something that I guess would be the tax commission probably.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That would engage in that rulemaking.
Does this mean that if they go forward with the stadium down there, they have to vote? It's got to go to public vote for them?
Most likely. It depends on how they fund it. We did pull out the emergency clause. So likely event they can get everything cobbled together before July 1. For public funding, they might be able to pull it off, but from what we've heard, they won't be able to do that, or just because of the significant group of people that want to vote on it and that are opposed to not voting on it. So I don't know, but July 1 is the effective date of the new law. So after that date, depending on how they try to fund it, they have to put it up for a vote.
Council, what is the definition of funding? Just so we know, you know, and understand that.
Not having the statute in front of me, but from what I recall, it's any funds received or collected by a public body. And a public body includes any local government entity, an urban renewal agency. So that can be any revenue received other than federal dollars or federal funds managed by a local entity. So CDBG funds are not included in that calculation.
Thank you.
Todd, in the statute, it says, or the remodel of such building or complex, and then goes into the total cost of $1 million. So it seems like he is referencing the remodel part. But he also says in his bill, or in his law now, that anything, it's above ground construction, that all the
correct
infrastructure part. Mm-hmm. So the $1 million, in my interpretation of this, is that you could have $2 million of underground sewer, electrical, all that, and that's not subject to a vote.
Correct.
And then the building itself, if that's, you know, 45% funded or something, it wouldn't apply.
So you wouldn't have to have a vote, correct. And so the infrastructure is excluded. I think they also use the word parking facilities,
right.
So that's something above ground, but it's not included in that calculation.
I think we would be in the minority opinion on that, however.
there were those that were unhappy that were less unhappy with the changes, but there were still some.
Discussion items. So property and downtown parking committee, and that has the order.
Mr. Chair, we haven't had a property or parking committee meeting, but we did have last Tuesday a conference call with Michael, the new regional guy with UP. And with that said, because there was a follow-up conversation, I'll let Ashley give us an update on how that went, which I thought it went as good as it can for right now. So
we have the leadership committee, Todd and myself, last Tuesday had a conference call with Michael for Union Pacific to go through the addendum they asked us to put in place to our original application filed last February. So we walked him through those items, answered some questions that he had of us, clarified our intent and what our desire is to be able to do hopefully by the end of our fiscal year in September. He had some clarification questions that he needed to go back and ask his boss. He called me on Monday. The biggest clarification they needed was he was under the impression that there was still activity occurring on the corner building on Main and Broadway, the old ProBuild building. I have been able to connect him with Mike Cruz from ProBuild. To say, no, there is no activity. It's not ProBuild's intent to continue the lease on that portion of the property. The biggest issue that is outlined right now is in ProBuild's original lease, it is their responsibility in theory to remove the buildings, which when we started the discussion with ProBuild and them consolidating their operations, that was something that we had said that we would take on as part of our role in trying to clear the property and put the parking in place. So we've clarified that in our addendum, in our applications. I've put them in contact with Mike Cruz. Hopefully they're going to be able just to clear that very quickly. It sounds like that they're willing to entertain the short-term lease with us, knowing that they're working on a longer-term purchase. Apparently there has been a counteroffer that UP has made back to the developer, but there's been no answer to date. And we still don't know that anything will actually ever move forward. So they understand our intent to be able to move forward with the parking, with the clearing, and the environmental side of it. I did find after 14 months that supposedly any improvements we want to make to Broadway goes through a completely different section of Union Pacific. So I received the application yesterday and need to review that in more detail. But as I was talking to Council Linke before we got started, I see this as three kind of separate projects. One is the initial environmental and getting the buildings cleared, and that's my goal by the end of this fiscal year. Project number two is the actual construction of the parking, and project number three is the right-of-way improvements. And some of these may coincide, some of them may go, you know, one, two, three. But that's kind of how I see it broken down, and I think that would make it a lot easier from a budgeting perspective as well, too, to plan for. So happy to answer any questions you all may have. That's the latest and greatest as of yesterday.
Mr. Chair, I guess just the phase two and three parking facilities need to have the curb gutter sidewalk improvements. So
we'll do our best.
Actually brought up that, you know, we'd have to have some, you know, there'd be some restriction that the city would require, even landscaping and stuff like that. Didn't know what hard surface might be required, but we talked through all that stuff. Landscaping. I don't know that curb and gutter came up, but.
Mr. Chair, I guess.
They were pretty agreeable by that.
Mm-hmm.
To like actually move things along.
Yes.
They didn't disclose any details of their counter, did they?
They did not.
I want to know what they want for that.
And I am just staying out of it at this point.
That's true. I guess the good news is they did counter pretty quickly, which we thought was a good thing.
It's a good sign.
So, yeah.
Right now we're just leaving that completely out of the application. Their environmental component of UP is concerned about the prior use of that building. They said that would complicate our application if we were to include it. We have purposely left it out. The structure and the ground are owned separately at this time, and until UP chooses to move forward with contacting the building owner and trying to either get another lease or have them remove it or just taking it. I'm not sure what legal procedures they need to go through with that last option. I'm just trying to stay out of it and not let that drag the rest of the application down. But we have committed that we would be willing to help UP with that separately, but I don't want to intermingle the two projects. Yes, I did not receive a report from Commissioner Ritter.
And then a Main to Meridian update.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, in your packet is the update from last week from Denise from Pacific Companies. Yesterday, some of you all may have seen they pulled the demo permit. So some really good milestones are being reached. They were planning on submitting their architectural plans on Monday. I haven't received this week's update yet, but I assume that happened. They were 90% complete as of last week. Groundbreaking still May 13th at 4:30. We're working on lists. If you saw the email that I sent you all last week, if you have anyone that you specifically want to ensure is invited, please let me know. Send me their email address. We're combining all of that, and Pacific West is putting out one big invitation. Of course, I'm going to hit our normal stakeholders, but if you have anyone specifically, please let me know. And regarding the assistance, this is what we talked about with Denise last time. We're trying to figure out where ACHD stands on the left turn lane with Idaho Avenue. We've offered our assistance in working with ACHD if necessary to try to preserve as much parking as possible. And my understanding is they're going to be coming back to an amendment with the owner participation agreement due to some additional sewer work that they hadn't anticipated having to do with the project and wanting to include that within their reimbursement. But I do not have that information yet. So we'll see that at a future meeting. And happy to stand for any questions.
That kind of amazes me that ACHD concerned about that left turn lane. On the east side of the street, we eliminated the left turn lane on Idaho Avenue. And, you know, to have the parking and whatever and the spacing that we needed.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Vassalon, the only thing I can think of, and I haven't had a conversation with anyone to verify that this is the case, the difference between Idaho Avenue to East 2nd Street is you're connecting a collector to a local road, because East 2nd is a local road status. Between Meridian and Main, you're connecting an arterial to a collector, and that may be the difference. I don't know that that is the case, but that could be the difference in terms of it may have just enough higher trips between that segment than the other segment. And you're giving me a look, but
really? There's a ton of cars making left turns on that street?
But I don't have an answer for that, but that's the only thing that I can come up with. And I'm awaiting Pacific companies to let me know when they want us to have a conversation. Last page of your packet, Mr. Chairman and board members, are the upcoming committee meetings. We do have our property and parking committee meeting next week. I'm hopeful that we will have that revised application in from Cody and his team at Heritage Hop House.
And just one, Mr. Chairman, I'm still working through the development agreement changes with Jeff Wardle on the Eric Davis piece, Keller, and should have significantly more time work-wise after today.
And
nothing further, thank you.